The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis, and this is, my partner in crime here is...
What?
I'm announcing you, and you missed it.
I missed it.
That would be Robin over there. She's not paying attention, but that's okay.
I was watching something.
You were watching something on television, watching the news. I mean, what are you finding interesting in the local news?
Nothing. I just get it if I don't speak about it.
Exactly. 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM 680 is our phone number. If you'd like to be in touch and contact us and get on the air, we'd love to have you. We really would. We like talking to our listeners. And as we are speaking, Robin is putting some stuff up on our Facebook page, which recently we've determined that we're going to build the Facebook page, the online presence, so to speak, of the Outdoorsman Radio Show.
Well, we say a lot of stuff and talk about stuff that people send us pictures of.
Yep, we
and
do.
Different things. And
we're not going to put any of those pictures that Tom sent us up there, but the political cartoons and such.
No, we'll keep it nice and, I was going to say gender neutral, but politically neutral.
What?
Politically
what did
neutral.
You just say?
Politically neutral.
Gender neutral. Did you? You sent me information about Mr. Potato Head
is
no longer going to be called Mr. Potato Head?
Hmm. He's going to be gender neutral.
Gender neutral. Even better.
Hmm. I just...
What?
I love life.
Yeah, I know.
You can take the ornaments off of a Christmas tree, but it's still a tree.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. I like that.
I like that, and that's going to be my new saying. I really appreciate it.
Maybe we should rename the show Gender Neutral.
We just talked. We weren't going to talk about this today.
The Outdoor...
We were all going around yesterday trying to find a gender neutral name for the Outdoorsman Show.
There we go. Should we change the name of the show to Gender Neutral, folks? 410-922-6680. What do you think? Chris, what do you think?
No.
No?
No. And it doesn't sound right. The Outdoors Person Show?
Well, I know. How about the Outdoors People Show?
Or it could be those who like to get outside and enjoy Mother Nature at its finest show.
That sounds like Jason's idea. Jason's was like four paragraphs long.
I know.
I'll tell you something. My son-in-law has the best sense of humor of anybody I know. Not always for prime time, but it's really good.
Well, anyway, I think we'll let that one stand. I think we're going to continue to be the Outdoorsman Show, even though Robin is our co-host here.
I'm perfectly fine with it. I am. If anybody believes in chivalry and the art of old times and stuff, that is me. I love somebody to open the door for me, hold my chair out for me, stand up when I get up to go to leave the table.
You're good with that.
I am. It makes me feel special. It makes me feel, you know, appreciated. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with it. I just enjoy it.
Yep.
And I go out of my way to open doors for other people. It can go both ways, you know. It doesn't matter. Just be nice. That's all I want, is people to be nice to each other again. That
manners.
Is my goal.
I just got something from a listener. It said, when you're the first female vice president, but can't claim it since your party doesn't recognize genders. That's pretty funny. And then he said, you brought it up. Well, whatever. What can I say?
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, we make fun of it, and everybody has their own opinions, and everybody has their own beliefs. And if we could just respect each other and like each other and get along no matter what, you know, just because you don't believe in the same thing as another person doesn't mean you can't all just get along and be nice to each other.
Exactly.
It's the good old days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just need empathy for each other and caring and smile and open a door.
How do you know if somebody's smiling these days?
I know. It's all hard. I mean, I really believe COVID has taken the nicety out of people. I really do. Because just common.
Are you done?
No, probably not. But I will be for everybody else that doesn't have to listen to me.
Got it. All right. Moving right along. Our phone number is 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. Now, if you want to kind of figure a nice way to memorize that phone number, WCBM, the station you're listening to, and 680 is the phone number, WCBM 680. 410-WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Very simple. It's been that way since I started. It's going to continue to be that way as far as I can remember. So, how about you, Chris? How long has this phone number been that number? Since the station went on the air, I believe. I think Chris is answering
a phone
call, which is good.
When I was growing up, 680 was the channel you listened to rock and roll.
That's true.
You know, and pop rock and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was our go-to. My radio was always on there. But then you didn't have FM radios in my car.
Exactly. So
that really does make me old. That's one of the things you'll see posted on my Facebook page, is a lot of that do you remember when.
Do you remember stuff? Yeah, I respond to some of that every now and then.
I know some of it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Good question.
I mean, who remembers when you laid in bed at night and at midnight or 1 a.m. that noise would go off and wake you up to tell you the TV was going off?
Yep.
It had the little Indian on it.
Yep. The station sign-off. They don't sign off now.
And the flag would... They play the national anthem.
Play the national anthem with the flag waving. That's mm-hmm. right. Yes, indeed. I remember.
And then you had to turn the TV off or you... It buzz in your ear all night.
Well, it would go to static.
Right, that's buzzing in your ear.
How many nights you fall asleep with your transistor radio on your bed with your earphone plugged in?
All the time.
Me too.
I had my parents gave me a little television when I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
It was a little 13-inch. It was green case. Okay, it sat by my bed.
Right.
I had my first real encounter with nature with that.
Cool.
I'm watching TV one night, watching a horror movie, because I used to love to watch those, you know, what were they in the middle of the night? Creature Feature.
Oh, the Creature Feature. Yeah, we had Bill Cardell, Chilly Willy.
Right. Well, we would watch Creature Feature, and I'm laying there at night, and I'm watching this mouse go across the screen. I'm thinking, why is that mouse in that movie not black and white? And the mouse was watching TV with me in my room.
A mouse?
A mouse.
Lovely. Let's talk to Kathy in Baltimore City. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning. Just real quick about Mr. Potato Head.
Mm-hmm.
He is gender neutral. He has eyes, but he doesn't have anything else.
And, that's true.
I am woman, hear me roar. And have a great day.
Thank you,
you
Kathy.
You have a super one too, Kathy.
You take care. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, so, Ken and G.I. Joe don't have any.
Any identifying features?
Yes, thank you.
My pleasure. I got it. Hey, Chris, what's a clock do when it's hungry?
I have no idea.
It goes back for seconds.
That is so bad.
But dad jokes are always good.
I know. I love dad jokes.
Pack of wolves are chasing two rabbits through the woods. The rabbits narrowly escape into a greenbrier thicket, with the wolves still pacing about. One rabbit says to the other, "Should we make a run for it?" The other one replies, "No, let's just stay here till we outnumber them." No, he liked that one.
Huh, Sadie?
You missed it, sorry.
I missed it. Daggone it.
Let's talk to Henry.
Yeah.
Morning.
Do they still have slaughterhouses still around?
Have what?
Slaughterhouses, you know, where they go.
Slaughterhouses.
Slaughterhouses? Yeah, they do. Yeah. Sure they do. Why not?
Where the closest one at now? I know they had a couple in the city one time when I was young. I know people that used to go there. You know where one at in the city? I know.
No, I don't.
SK, they shipping to SK, right?
Like I have not. I'm not sure about that. Not in the city, Henry. I mean, there are processors around the region that do,
that type of
butcher,
work.
Butchering of cattle and swine and goats and things like that. And then there, and some of them actually process deer. Now I know where a lot of those are. There's four of those in Anne Arundel County. There's half a dozen of them in Carroll County, which is close to you. But as far as Baltimore County, there might be a couple. But not a lot.
Now, as I say, I think once SK left, and what used to be called Pigtown just disappeared, because that's where they used to.
Is that where that name came from?
That's where the name came from.
I never knew that. I just learned something new.
You didn't know that?
Yeah,
I didn't know why it was called Pigtown. Yeah. I knew there was a Pigtown.
There used to be all sorts of stockyards and slaughterhouses in Baltimore City near the harbor, and that's what they used to do. And that's why Pigtown got its name.
I don't think they call them slaughterhouses. They call them processing plants.
Well,
now, right?
Yeah, that means the same thing.
All right. Thanks for taking my call, man.
All right, buddy.
Have a good one.
Yeah. Hey, I will tell you what.
Why don't eggs tell jokes?
Why don't eggs tell jokes?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
They would crack each other up. That's the best I got.
It was not bad. Not bad. Not bad at all. So, guy walked into a bar with a rabbit on his face. Bartender said, "Why do you have a rabbit on your face? What do you think he said?" "It's my facial hair." Captain Don wants to know if there's any new striper regulations. We don't know that we have a decision yet, Captain Don. Everything is basically the same as it was last year. The only thing that is in flux is when to close the season due to the hot weather, due to the discard problem that we have when the air temperature and the water temperature is too high for the fish to survive once they're hooked and pulled out of the water and released. And they're looking at mid-July this year rather than sometime in August. I think that is still open for comment, but I would have to do some more research on that. But the trophy season will continue to be the first part of May, and then, that's the 2-week trolling season or trophy season in the mid-bay and as far as the channels and that type of thing. And then part of the bay opens up the last 2 weeks of May, and then the summer season where all the tributaries are open begins the first part of June. So I haven't nailed it down. I mean, it's in the regs, but I don't have it at my fingertips. But that in general, that's the same as it was last year, except that closure. They're looking at closing the season in the midsummer for, I believe, 2 weeks this time. So that's it. Sorry about that.
Hey, why did Batman and Robin stop going fishing?
I don't know.
Robin ate all the worms.
That's why we don't go anymore.
That's right. I eat worms. Mm-hmm. Last one. Okay, what kind of music should you listen to when you're fishing?
I don't know.
Beats me, but it better be something catchy.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Come on, Chris. I'm dying here.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. For those of you who just joined us this hour, Our new sponsor is Bel Air Gun Range. It begins this week, and I enjoy talking to Mike Horst. He's an angler, and he actually is a traditional bow shooter, which I really enjoy. But we have a sponsor beginning next week called Legacy Waters Environmental Service, and I'm excited to talk to you about that. I met with the principals, a brother and sister, Northern Baltimore County, Carroll County. And what they do is they have the machinery that can dredge a farm pond without disrupting the fish population or anything like that. They can get all the sediment out of the bottom. They can clean out the invasive species. They can do shoreline maintenance as far as the brush along the shoreline and things like that, and restore a pond to its original beauty and function without all that gunk in the bottom. And what they do is so unique and so nice, and they're the only company in Maryland that does it. And they selected the Outdoors and Radio Show to spread the word, and we're pleased to be able to do that for Legacy Waters out of Northern Baltimore County. So we'll be talking a lot about them next week, and we hope that you will, if you know somebody with a pond, a farm pond, a golf course pond, a sediment pond in your home development, your homeowners association doesn't know what to do with the sediment pond, how to clean it out, well, that's a solution, and we'll talk about that more next week, give you the contact information. But right now, it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop and their 10-day sale. It's called the Let's Go Fishing Sale. Starts next Friday, March 5th through Sunday, March 14th. It's 10 days. Tackle for perch and trout are all on sale. All the rods and reels are on sale. The Shakespeare Ugly Stick is on sale. All the Fluger rods and reels are on sale, including the Fluger spinning reels featuring the President Series, which is a really nice spinning reel. And then the Penn spinning reels are also on sale. The Battle 2 Series is what they're featuring on sale this year. If you need new line, well, here's what you can do between now and Friday. Get all that old line off your spools. You know, you've had it on there for 2 or 3 years. You fished with it. Well, guess what? It's time to change that monofilament, and you can save on premium monofilament line. It's half price. It's starting at just 1 cent per yard. Just take your empty spools and have Clyde's install the new line. And that doesn't include braided, the Power Pro, or anything like that, but it's the monofilament line, Berkeley, Strand, Shakespeare, all the good premium monofilaments. Kids combos, rod and reel combos with little tackle packs they start at $19.95. All trolling lures are on sale, including Clark spoons and Sea Striker planers for the Spanish mackerel and rockfish tackle too. I mean, they've got the bucktails and the umbrellas and the parachute rigs, the circle hooks, all that stuff too. They have it right there. Don't forget, you got all kinds of live and frozen bait at Clyde Sports Shop for any type of fishing. Give them a call, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. It's a landmark. They've been there since 1957, just off Beltway Exit 9. They're open 7 days a week. Make sure you stop by Clyde Sports Shop, especially for their 10-day sale. What do I want to say? Okay, last year we were locked down. We had to find out ways to entertain ourselves, and I'm sure many of you spent a lot of time in your backyard. Maybe you were doing some grilling, or maybe you had a nice little fire table or something out there, or spent time around the fire ring. Well, all that stuff's available at Backyard Billy's. That's what they specialize in. You've put it off long enough. Spring has sprung, and it's time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. Maybe able to actually have some friends over and have a reunion or have a little crab feast or something like that in your backyard. Well, Backyard Billy's in Graysonville, Kent Island, is your go-to place for making backyards fun. There's a giant selection of colorful, I mean all colors, of matching and mismatching and, coordinating poly and hardwood outdoor furniture is beautiful, by the way. Outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs that everybody loves. They've got them with crabs on them and blue herons on them, and they got them in team colors. You can see those from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. Now, you'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds, too, in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations, fire rings, and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. Your backyard is going to look great. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt, white sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. In the daytime, I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
All right. Like that one?
I like that. I haven't heard that before.
You haven't heard that before, junk food junkie? Uh-uh. Okay. Well, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922. Let's talk to Joe over there in Stevensville. Yeah. Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you? Got a joke for Robin.
Okay.
What's the difference between a guitar and a tuna fish?
Oh, what's the difference?
You can't tuna fish.
I knew it had something to do with tuna, but
good one, Joe.
I like that, Joe.
Good one. Thank you. Everything else good?
No, sir.
Everything else good, Joe?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
Found a nice shed that would have had 6 points on one side, but one of them was broken off.
Oh, man, that's nice. Near you there in Queen Anne's County?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going to try it out this week one day. I'll see what I can find. I know there are several nice bucks. My big buck from last year, I did not see this year. That doesn't mean he wasn't around, but I didn't see him.
I thought you saw him at the end of the year.
No, that was a different one.
I've seen about 15 bucks, and they still have their horns on their heads.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I mean, a couple of nice ones. Like spuck buck, four buck. But I've seen one with a nice 8-point, a widespread. And he still had his horn.
Well, I may have to wait a week. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right.
You too. Stay dry.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, if you're out there and you do find a deadhead, that's a buck that's been, you know, that you find dead with both antlers and you want to take the skull and both antlers with you, keep in mind that you must have a permit for that. You must have a tag for that. Otherwise, you can't prove how it was taken. So it's very simple. Just simply call local DNR and say, "Look, I found a nice deer, rack still attached. Could I get a tag for it?" And they'll issue a no tag or no kill permit for that, and save you a lot of grief in case you're ever checked. So the avid shed collectors know that. If they find a dead buck, they just call their local NRP, and they get a tag for it right away. No problem at all. And it's not a problem for them to issue it. They just give it to you. You know, if they know who you are, if you've been a, you know, they can touch it, they can handle it, they can see that it's been picked up. And if you get a nice one, not a shed, but a deadhead, bucks, bears, stags is looking to measure those for the record book. We actually have a picked up category, and there's some really nice deer in there that have been picked up. We had one we measured that was poached on the Eastern Shore. It, the photo is very revealing. It has a slug hole. You can see the slug hole where the nose used to be. And then we have I'm trying to find it here in the book. Let me look here real quick. We have one that's a big non-typical Bobby Newton found that's 172 5/8 and netted 166 1/8. There's one from Howard County that Rob Klein got, 170 gross, 6/8 with a net of 153 and 6/8. He found that after 3 years. He knew somebody had shot it. They lost it in a marsh. He found the whole thing underwater, and everything was well preserved. Look at that.
That's gorgeous.
Isn't that beautiful? And then there's fellow there found this typical whitetail, Caroline County, after being shot by a poacher, 181 0/8 with a net of 149. It had a abnormal point on it. And here's one. You remember this young man?
Mm-hmm.
We measured that at Dorchester.
Yep, I do.
Yeah,
nice kid.
That he found that he was hunting this buck, and he found it wedged in a tree. It had gotten somehow stuck in a tree. You know, a crotch of a tree, and lost its life. And he brought it in and measured it 152 4/8 with a 142 0/8 net. So we do have a pickup division, and we would love to, measure more of those picked up bucks. Representation. What's that?
No, I had somebody reach out in one of our neighborhood acquaintances. Reach out to people trying to find a way to help a blue heron that had an injured wing yesterday.
Yep.
Day before yesterday.
Yep.
On the bank of her river where she lives.
Yep.
Anyway, nobody could help her. It was close to night.
Yep.
And she was being responsible, not, mm-hmm. you know, approaching it or not interacting closely with it.
Right.
And found it next day upside down in the water.
Yep.
Didn't make it.
Hadn't made it.
But when they did a post-mortem, or she took it out and looked at it, and uh-huh. we're going to bury it and whatever. Somebody shot it. Not cool, people.
No, that's
okay,
not cool.
It's illegal, number one, but that's just not cool.
No, they, you know. You're right, it's not.
I'm a big blue heron fan. Don't mess with my blue herons.
Yes, ma'am. They're nasty birds, though.
I know they're not. That doesn't matter. They're beautiful. They're part of nature.
No, but, why shoot a great blue
heron? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know,
I understand.
Somebody just being stupid. Not cool.
Okay.
Anyway, that's fine.
Mr. Dale, how are you, sir?
Morning. Good morning. Robin, the boss here, is a blue heron fan. We have several nice paintings and pictures of blue herons in the
there
house.
You go.
Alan just got me. We have a jeweler in, what's the name of that town she's in?
Cambridge, Wolford.
No, Wolford. And she's a jeweler, and she makes beautiful things, and I just got a blue heron charm from her.
Yep.
Nice. My charm nice. Bracelet. I'm so glad your wife likes them. I just love them.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Alan, kudos. A couple of articles in the last quarterly were very good. The recipe for blue catfish, it looks very intriguing. Very simple.
Yes, very simple.
And we'd like to try that with maybe something else. An article, the gentleman who wrote the article on refurbishing an old compound bow, he is an excellent writer.
Jim? Yeah, Jim Amrine.
He is. He is really, really good. I enjoy his articles whenever you have them. So
I've Jim's been writing for me since the early 90s. So
yeah, has a very, very, very fluid style, short and to the point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did a nice article on the primitive firearms last time, and
on the retro. He's very knowledgeable.
No question. No question about that. He's the one that found my 450 Marlin for me. Let me know that he'd found it, and he said, "Look, it's one of the original Marlins. You know, it wasn't made by Remington. It was made by Marlin. You know, you should probably think about getting this gun." And I wound up buying it and took that big deer in Queen Anne's County with it this year during the shotgun season when they allowed the straight wall cartridges to be used. So I was very happy with that. And one more, let me interrupt here one more time. I just got two boxes of the original Hornaday flat point.
Flat point?
Uh-huh. To be loaded
in
the...
How many grains?
350.
Oh, boy.
350 lead point. Yeah, I have a box or two of the Hornady Lever Revolution with the soft tip. Mm-hmm. These were the original flat point. Because they load into that tubular magazine, I found it fascinating. And they got a big lead tip hanging out on them. And
be nice to see the ballistics of that. I'd be curious to see.
I'll have to look that up.
In terms of trajectories and pound feet and the whole nine yards, it would be interesting.
Well, it was quite a buy too. The boxes had $21.95 on the side. You can't buy a box of ammo for $21.95.
No, I don't think so.
So,
Alan, have you had any information updates on the firearm legislation?
No. I mean, there's... I get a notice from John Jocelyn at 2A Maryland from time to time, and I'm not in that realm anymore, Dale. And, I mean, I guess I should pay more attention, but I'm not going to go screaming my hair's on fire. Until we find out, you know, what's going on at the end of the session. I mean, the governor vetoed the individual transfer registration, and the General Assembly overrode it. You know.
Yeah, I knew that.
Sure. And so, you know, how do we know how firearms legislation is going to go in this state? I mean, some of the really bad stuff won't pass. There are still a few reasonable heads in the General Assembly. Absent to me are the national lobbyist groups. You know, where are they?
Well, I think they sort of write Maryland off, Alan.
Well, I think you're probably right on that. I mean, I knew some of them when I was, you know, in Annapolis doing some stuff, and they seem to have vanished off the face of the earth.
Well, I guess I think we're about as blue as you can get. No sense wasting time and money.
Isn't that awful?
So,
yep.
Any possibility of getting anybody on from fisheries?
Yeah, I'm talking with some people. I'm not talking with people, but I have to do that, and I'd love to. What do you prefer?
I enjoy listening to all the guests that come on. You know, Harry Hornick is very, very good with respect to, tidal fisheries. And,
no question.
Some of the freshwater people, Dr. Love is very, very good.
Yep, you're right about that. Dr. Love. He's the invasives guy and the black bass guy.
Yes, extremely, extremely good.
Yep, no question about it.
The fellow's Matt Snell from out in Worcester, Maryland is quite informative. So
Matt Snell, yes,
he is. I just enjoy those.
Indeed. Indeed.
We will work on that.
We'll work on it. I had a nice conversation with Matt not long ago. We caught up a little bit, and
good.
I fished with Matt, and I think I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. He's running the tagging program for it's kind of an experimental thing. It's kind of taking it on his own basically for northern pike in Deep Creek Lake. Yeah, I think he told me he caught 6 last year over 40 inches.
Wow.
That's great a big fish. That's a big northern pike.
That's nice fish.
Yep.
That's nice fish.
Yep.
And
we
I enjoy those segments because they're quite informative. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll do what we got to do.
Good.
All right.
Appreciate it. All right. Thank you all.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Kind of slow here today, isn't it, Robin?
A little.
We need some callers. You know what? Hunting season's over. Too wet to go fishing. It's raining out. If
I could be asleep.
I'd be asleep right now. No question. So, wide-ranging topics. So.
I mean, there's some of our regulars that we're not hearing from.
Oh, yeah.
Been on.
Yeah, they're sleeping. That's okay. I don't mind.
Emails and texts.
Yep. Exactly.
So. Rainy days, they just forget about us.
Uh-huh. It's a rainy day in Georgia. I heard that song the other day. So.
I like that song.
Yep.
Rainy days and Mondays came to mind to me.
Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Well.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Raindrops keep falling. Man, you are a child of the 60s and 70s.
We had a dog named Raindrop named after that song.
Really?
Yes, we did. We had an English Springer Spaniel Raindrop. Best dog ever in the entire world.
Was that was, wait a minute, don't tell me. That was, I want to say Tony Orlando, but that was B.J., what's his name?
B.J. Thomas.
B.J. Thomas, yep. I have an autograph.
Gamble sang it, too.
I have an autograph picture of him somewhere. He entertained at one of the Bassmasters Classic back at the end of the 80s when I first went on the air. He was in Richmond.
What movie was Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head from?
Silence of the Lambs.
No, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Bingo. It's the one where they was riding on the bike with Catherine Ross on the handlebars.
Okay. I believe you. I don't know that I've ever seen Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid.
You're kidding.
No, I might be,
exactly.
I might be one of the 10 Americans that have never seen
There's
it.
There's like 6 movies I haven't. Can't believe he's never seen. You never saw Grease.
Nope, never been. I wasn't a big movie fan. Mid-80s I was, but, you know. And when I was growing up, it was Saturday. You know, you go to the double feature and watch it twice for the B-rated horror movies. You know, the giant spiders and the monsters and things.
We
like
did that in Frostburg. $1 a movie, 25 cents a beer. B-rated.
Well,
horror
I was
movies.
10 years old. I didn't drink much beer back then. I don't drink much beer now. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We got a few minutes left here on the show. We still got to take a break here for a couple minutes, but we'll be more than glad to take your. Well, let's do the break now. What do you think, Chris?
I say yes, because invariably somebody's going to call and
last
we won't
minute.
Be able to fit it in, and then we have to do a lot of finagling next week.
Oh, finagling. There's a word you don't hear every day. So coming up this coming Friday, March 5th through Sunday, March 14th, is a 10-day sale at Clyde Sports Shop. It's called the Let's Go Fishing Sale. So while you're, you know, entertaining yourself at home, watching TV, strip the old line off those fishing reels. And when Friday comes, take them into Clyde Sports Shop and get new monofilament put on your spools. You can get it for half price starting at 1 cent per yard. Premium mono. Berkeley, Shakespeare, Strand, It does not include the PowerPro braided line. And then while you're there, browse some of the Shakespeare rods and reels, including the Ugly Stick. And Ugly Stick has really come a long way. I like the new Ugly Stick combos. Fluger as well. All rods and reels are on sale. The Pen spinning reels are on sale. They feature the Battle 2 series. The Fluger spinning reels are on sale, featuring the President series, which is a nice lineup. All trolling lures. Kids combos, they have them starting at $19.95 for trout, bass, catfish, panfish, and more. Specialized rods and reels for the kids. And I'm not talking some, you know, cartoon character rod and reel. These are really nice functional rods and reels. Check out the selection of St. Croix rods as well. Beautiful fishing rods from the folks at St. Croix. Live bait, frozen bait, minnows, fishing license, rod repairs, lures, hooks, terminal tackle, tackle for perch, trout, panfish, and bass, and circle hooks, bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes for rockfish as well. All this at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop, open 7 days per week. Okay, so you put it off long enough. You know, last year you were locked down. You spent a lot of time with the family in the backyard and on the deck. Well, you can do that again this year, but why not consider doing that with some new backyard furniture from Backyard Billy's? You know, maybe a fire table for the deck, maybe a fire ring for the backyard. Spring has sprung. It's time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard. Backyard Billy's in Graysonville is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection in all colors and styles of poly and hardwood outdoor patio furniture, including tables and chairs. Especially Adirondack chairs can be seen from Route 50 at Exit 44. That's on Ken Island or Graysonville. It's, you know, Route 50, Exit 44. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds there as well. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations, fire rings, and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And guess what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region, and that's with their other business inside Backyard Billy's called Hearth America. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. Visit the Hearth America Facebook page. The phone number again, 827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. Your backyard is going to look great. We'll be right back after this.
Kind of a great weekend to close down February here. It is warmer today. I think most of the rain's come to an end by lunchtime. Our high this afternoon, 61, low tonight, 44. And then some 1-inch rains tomorrow with east winds, high 50 degrees on Sunday, heaviest rain midday, low Sunday night down to 47 degrees, and more showers for Monday to kick off March with a high of 54 degrees. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bed liner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chris, it was that herd of stags over in Europe somewhere. If anybody's ever seen anything, ever seen that video, it is incredible. There's a guy standing in the middle of the road. Here come the stags. And the,
he looks like he's dressed in camo, wasn't he?
I think so.
No, I think he was dressed in his blaze orange.
Well, I think it was blaze orange.
And he was in the middle of the woods, and then all of a sudden you just see this herd of...
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
How many was it? There had to be over 100.
Yes. I lost count.
Yeah. I would have freaked out because I would just know somebody run. I don't know how they didn't run him over.
Stags and Hinds, but there were dogs. I mean, it was a driven hunt, but I think the guy was just overwhelmed, you know, because they were coming out at 20, 30, 40 at a time running at him, you know, and on both sides of him. That was pretty cool.
Now, that's up to you. I can't put that on our Facebook page.
What, the TikTok video? Mm-hmm. Nah. Well, you could if you want.
I mean, it's really interesting for deer hunters and...
Yeah. Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Why did the raccoon cross the road?
I have no idea. Why did the raccoon cross the road?
To show the possum it could be done.
Okay.
Huh?
To show the possum it could be done. Yes. Down the southwest, you know, the roadkill armadillo, you know what they call those, Chris?
I have no idea.
Possum on half shell.
Apparently, they do taste good. I'm not going to eat one.
No, actually, armadillos?
I
watched a cooking show the other day, and they dressed out an armadillo. Ugh. It's a very fatty, nasty-looking meat. And you've got to cook them to the internal temperature of 180 degrees because the armadillo is the only animal that can spread leprosy to humans.
Oh.
I did hear that.
So I don't believe I'll be eating any armadillo.
No.
No. I'm not sure if I've ever eaten a possum.
Now, I've heard that possum is the only mammal that cannot spread rabies.
Really?
I know possums don't get rabies.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking. Because their body temperature is so low.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because there was somebody on Facebook again talking to my friend at the Humane Society, Talbot County, and they were saying that the possum was going in circles and they were worried it had rabies. And they said that possums don't get rabies.
I mean, I would think that, you know, there's always an exception to a rule.
Yeah,
but
I'm not sure about that.
Generally, they don't get it.
Yeah. I
looked it up.
You mean if a possum is bitten by a rabid animal, it won't get rabies?
Jeezy Pete, now you're going to make me worry.
Yep, right at the end of the show. But You know, there are other things that can happen. You know, possum get hit by a car and get knocked goofy, you know, wander around in a circle.
Possum starts with O, right?
Opossum, yes. And one of the main diet items of opossums is ticks. Did you know that?
No, did not know that.
Yeah, they eat ticks. So they're very beneficial.
Okay. Do opossums carry rabies? Possums carry rabies. Any mammal can get rabies. However, the chances of a rabies in an opossum is extremely rare. This has to do with the possum's low body temperature of 94 to 97 degrees, making it difficult to near impossible for a virus to survive in an opossum's body.
There you go. Near impossible. Didn't say totally impossible. Ah, did you know that possums have the most teeth of any mammal? You know, you see those roadkill possums and they're grinning at you.
But they can carry leprotypus, something else, tuberculosis, relapsing fever, tularemia, spotted fever.
Tularemia.
Tularemia.
Rabbits can carry tularemia.
Toxoplasmosis, coccidiosis, trichomoniasis, and chagas.
I mean, which makes sense because when you figure what they eat.
Yeah.
They're gonna carry something.
Yep, no question. I think we'll leave the possums and the armadillos alone. Let them do their job.
Exactly.
Let the possums. I want a possum in the backyard anyway.
Possums are, by the way, marsupials, which means that they're young, inhabit a pouch until they're old enough to be on their own. Yeah.
But also, they eat more ticks per acre than anything else.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and I believe the opossum is the only marsupial in the United States.
Correct. Correct. However, Australia is overrun with them. So.
Marsupials.
Yes.
Yeah, I was about to say not opossum.
This says if you want it, what's the best way to kill one? Shoot it in the head. But if you've never handled a weapon before, it might not be a good idea.
No, you can't. No, you can't. Yeah, they're near impossible. I know.
Anyway.
Well, there's the music.
I know. We're done for another week. I'm going to miss everybody. Okay. Everybody, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. And I'm asking personally, be kind to each other. It doesn't take but a minute. Helps. Have a great week, everybody.
See you, Chris.
See you, Chris.
See you later, Alan. See you later, Robin.